Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you're someone who likes to go to a club, have a mixed drink, hear a cabaret singer, the pandemic has complicated things. You've got to mix your own drink and sit in front of a computer screen to have an equivalent experience. But it turns out the confessional nature of cabaret translates pretty well online. As reporter Jeff London discovered, some cabaret performers are even being paid.
In pre-pandemic times, Australian cabaret singer Kim David Smith liked to make a dramatic entrance.
I'll enter from the back of the room, caressing shoulders, tussling hair, you know, being just like a slight cabaret menace. And it's just lovely, convivial, and having a nice time and sitting on a lap or three.
You gentlemen can watch while I'm scrubbing the floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking.
Intimacy is cabaret's stock and trade, says Daniel Nardiccio, co-owner of Club Cumming NYC.
And to be able to be in a space like Club Cumming and be within, like, you know, spitting distance of magic has happened, I feel blessed to say, quite a few times.
But having your hair tussled or someone sit in your lap or, God forbid, be in spitting distance of magic is verboten these days. Like other forms of theater, nightclubs and performers have been facing a whole lot of nothing since March, says singer Gabrielle Stravelli.
It felt like dominoes just kept falling, you know. It was like, oh, this gig next week got canceled. Oh, wow, the gig next month got canceled. Oh, my God, all the gigs over the summer. Wow, that gig I had in October got canceled. I mean, it just went on and on and on.
And no gigs means no money. Enter producer and host of cabaret shows Scott Siegel. He's created a new online service called Nightclub New York.
And it's by subscription, but the idea is that it would be a Netflix of musical theater performance. So we have 35 different stars and the equivalent of, I call them shows, but they're like mini concerts. So they can be 3 songs long or up to 7 songs long.
As you sit there in your loneliness, confused as you must be, I'm sure a dozen questions come to mind.
For $50 a month, you can hear artists like Gabrielle Stravelli in both archival footage from clubs and new performances made in the singer's apartments. Scott Siegel adds,
and the important thing from the performer's point of view and from the audience point of view is that this allows lots of people to get paid.
The quality of the videos and audio on Nightclub New York vary. That's why some physical nightclubs, like Feinstein's 54 Below, are putting more resources into production. Jennifer Ashley Tepper is the club's programming director.
We've seen so much of people coming to us from their apartments that in order to really like monetize and make something that's different in terms of content, the idea has definitely been evolving where more performers have been like going into a studio, live streaming concerts that are actually presumably what a concert would be without the audience, captured in a high quality way on video.
For $25 a ticket, no drinks included, audiences can see multi-camera videos filmed in the empty club, produced with strict COVID-19 protocols starring top-caliber artists like Norm Lewis.
Here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing?
Lewis, who starred on Broadway in Phantom of the Opera and Porgy and Bess, filmed his Christmas show at 54 Below and says he hopes the video captures the flavor of what he normally performs for a small audience.
You know, I had 150 people for 6 nights. Now we can hopefully reach Japan or Europe or Australia, and people can see this fun party that I'm having. And we hope people respond in a very positive way.
Club Cumming NYC owner Daniel Nardiccio says while he misses the atmosphere of a crowded club, there are advantages to video performance.
There's a lot more artistry and intimacy because you do have the closeness of the camera. You can do close-up.
In a small cafe on a crowded night, in a spot of light, stands the singer.
Singer Gabrielle Stravelli says she does her work on camera with the same commitment she would have in a club.
Even though that feedback isn't immediate, we know that those people are receiving it. So I think we can still perform the way we do in intimate spaces.
With a vaccine in the near future, at some point, live cabaret shows will return. But producer Jennifer Ashley Tepper thinks video performances probably won't be going away.
I really think that one of the things that is going to come out of this time is a hybrid model of like live and virtual. We're going to have more cabaret and theater where you are in the theater watching it, but you can also buy and watch it at home. I could be wrong, but I just keep thinking about that as like a potential positive.
Which means you could choose to be in spitting distance of a performer or not. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.